due to some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
I think one of the worst things is when you see something bad happen to a good person. So I think I speak for everybody here and in the arena tonight and around the world when I say, Daniel Bryan, I hope your recovery goes well. I hope you heal quickly and get back to where you belong, and that's right in the middle of this WWE ring.
Hey, this is the Doctor of Style, the Slickster, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic. Yeah.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Good morning, wrestling fans. Welcome to the Pain Clinic for May 24th. Two holidays today, International Jazz Day, National Escargot Day.
Ooh.
There's snails on your plate. Remember that from The Jerk? Never mind. Birthdays today, real quick. Past Pain Clinic guest turning 36, Elijah Burke. You might remember him in TNA as D'Angelo De Niro. I want you to know the Pain Clinic is brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire at Culver. Join us tonight for UFC 173 at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road. Bantamweight champion Henan Baroa defends his belt against TJ Dillashaw, as well as Cormier's taking on Hendo. That'll be a great fight tonight. 10 p.m. start time, so get there early. It'll be hosted by us. Prizes and drink specials all night long. That's tonight at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road, UFC 173. Oh, also, a $5 cover for guys, but no cover for ladies. So now it's a glorified UFC ladies' night at Salvatore's tonight. Come on, check us out. If you like wrestling, of course you do. That's why you're listening to the show. Join us for WWE's Payback June 1st. It's a week from tomorrow at Salvatore's at the Garage Door. Now with WWE pay-per-views, there are no cover charges, so come on down, hang out with us. We'll have drinks and prize specials all night long. Prize specials and drinks, something like that. That's WWE's Payback pay-per-view, June 1st at Salvatore's at the Garage Door. All right, let me introduce cast and crew real quickly. I'm the Cash Man, Richie Rich, host. I'm here with DC Dan Cole and Danger Boy. Danger Boy joins us in the studio this week. I think we were here last week, Danger Boy.
Yeah,
that's right, you guys. So we're missing half our guys, but that's what the Hot Tub of Love is for. They're scrubbing it out this week.
An iHeart radio station.
Champion, and you're not even from the United States. You are a tough guy, Sheamus. I won't take that away from you. You're a tough guy, but so are our divas.
I just want Jackie Boy and Debbie to have a little fun. I want them to loosen up. Stop being such bitter little lemons. Stop being such grumpy pantsers.
Grumpy pantsers.
Where's my bunny? Bunny, show Renee some of your moves. Show Renee your moves.
Hey, this is Tony, Mr. USA Atlas, and you are listening to the Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show on 1280 WHTK. Listen in, Daddy. Pain.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I am the Cash Man here with Danger Boy, DC Dan Cole. What are you laughing about? You guys,
nothing.
Guys, I got to tell you, everybody who calls in today is going to win some tickets to this game tonight. So if you want to call in and talk with us and you want to go to the game tonight, 222-1280, star 1280. And we have a handful of them to give away. So anybody who calls in today and wants to go to the game, you're more than welcome. We're going to be out there tonight. It sounds like a lot of fun. He just sold me on coming. And not that I wasn't going to come before, but, free stuff. I'm drawing easily. Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man here with DC Dan Cole, Danger Boy, John Crespi on the phone. Matt Cole joining me in the studio, and you, and we're brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight, Empire at Culver. Join us tonight for UFC 173 at Salvatore's at the Garage Door. You go to the Rochester Raiders game, and like I said, we're giving away free tickets. So anybody who calls in and gets on with us today is going to have free tickets to the show tonight. So you go to that game, then you come out and hang out with us at Salvatore's for UFC 173 stat card. Bam champ Henan Baroa, a guy I don't think anyone will ever beat, defends his title against TJ Dillashaw. Don't let me take it away from TJ Dillashaw. But I don't think, Henan Baroa, he's one of the best fighters I've ever seen in my life. For, you know, pound for pound, nobody can beat him.
You also got Daniel Cormier and Dan Henderson tonight.
I know, Hendo, man. Hendo's coming back.
Earlier this week on Sports Talk 1280, they had on Jay Moore, they're both in the studio for the same segment. It was one of the funnier things I've heard ever.
Well, Cormier's like, you know, he respects Hendo so much.
And he was just busting on himself the whole time. And then Hendo was busting on him and brought him chicken to the weigh-in. brought him KFC because Cormier was on, this was Tuesday, he was on the air. He said he was still 15 pounds away from making weight.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you know what they do is they...
He cuts it down. Yeah, he's a wrestler.
That last day cut is the worst, you know. I've heard so many terrible stories. But, you know, I cannot wait. There's a lot. And then there's a lot. You know, Ellenberg's fighting on the card. It's a great card tonight. So come and join us. $5 for the guys. No cover for the ladies, and we can watch some man-on-man punching action and wrestling action and UFC MMA action. So come out and join us tonight, 149 East Ridge Road. And we're going to be there. I'm going to be there. I know for a fact that the Cash Man is going to be there. I heard that the Cash Stash might be there, too.
Well, you know, where the Cash Man goes, the Cash Stash is not far behind.
Yeah, it's a joke, guys. If you've seen a picture of me recently, I've been trying to grow this mustache. It's just terrible. But
Evil Cash.
I'm not giving up
evil
on
cash.
It. So come on out and join us tonight. Buy Cash Stash a drink. It might need one. Yeah, it gets thirsty sometimes, I hear. But let's get back to the world of pro wrestling. And like I said, anybody who calls in, you got to call in and maybe come on the air with us, and you get some tickets to tonight's football game. Indoor football game. It'll be a will call, and you know, we'll tell you how to get them when you call. But 222-1280 star 1280 is a number. What's happening in the world of professional wrestling? Well, let's start off with Daniel Bryan had successful neck surgery last week. We really didn't find about that until last weekend. Right now it's kind of up in the air how long he's going to be out. They thought originally he was going to only be out through Payback. Now it looks like he might be held off until, what's the next one? Backlash?
Next one's Money in the Bank.
Okay.
And then they said maybe not till SummerSlam.
Yeah, okay. They said maybe not till SummerSlam, but a Battleground in July. That's what it is.
When's Money in the Bank?
I don't know.
It's in there someplace, isn't it?
I thought so. It used to be. Yeah, because it was...
Let's see if we can pull up.
Well, Battleground's in July, and that's what they said, that their hope, his target date to come back is Battleground July 20th. But you know, it wasn't a neck surgery. They scraped a bone spur inside his spine. So it wasn't technically a broken neck. It was just his nerve.
It was a bone spur pushing on a nerve.
Not a nerve, and it was pretty much taken care of fairly easily.
We get two pay-per-views in June. We get Payback on the 1st, Money in the Bank on the 29th.
All right. So we get two in June, and then so this won't be till July. We're talking about Money in the Bank. It's still too soon, 2 months from now. I mean, he just had the surgery.
There's time.
Yeah, there is. But
and it's definitely not as bad or invasive as they were originally talking about. Like, I know before they were talking about a broken neck, but it is definitely not as drastic as some of the initial reports.
Yeah, it actually has a weird name for it. Where is it? The name of the surgery is called, I can't remember where it is now. I had it somewhere in my news, but it's like... It's fairly, you know, a common thing because they do it in other parts of the body where they go in and they scrape the bones to stop sticking in the nerves. So it's just in a sensitive area, you know, for him in the neck. And they said that he's going to have to cut down on some of his high-flying style that he's done in the past. Which, you know, I mean, he doesn't need to do a flying headbutt because it only reminds us of He Who Shall Not Be Named doing it.
I don't know who you're talking about.
And whose birthday was this past week? He Who Shall Not Be Named. But
someone who was here and is really mad.
And so there's some things he needs to take out of his repertoire. But you know what? Those aren't the things that, you know, awe me about him. Some of the things that he does, you know, I mean, so he has a lot more maneuvers, you know, that are so much more impressive that aren't flying off the top corner, you know?
Well, the other half to the equation is also the people who he's across the squared circle from.
True, you know.
It's half what he's doing, half what the other person's doing.
That's true. And, you know, I mean, he has his finishing routine, which does come with a flying headbutt somewhere near it. So, much like the whole Hulk Hogan leg drop.
You can always change that stuff up,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, you can. And, you know, we've seen him do he switched to the running knee as his finisher, so he can just eliminate the flying headbutts.
That still takes trauma off. You know, you're still bumping.
Yeah, you're bumping. But, I mean, but it's like a backflip almost when he does it, you know? If you look at it, the way he lands, it's
still
almost...
land on your back.
Yeah.
It can mess things up.
It can. And it,
The whole sport messes things up. He's been doing this for, he's like 30 now, so at least 12 years.
Yeah.
So... it takes its toll.
It does. Oh, of course. And, you know, most of the time he was never on TV for half the stuff he did.
Yeah. So, and he did some crazy stuff when he was younger.
You know, they talked about this is his first surgery, but I believe he had a detached retina a few years ago. And that did take surgery to fix. We talked with him about it. If you listen to the old interview up on our fieldofpain.net site or thepainclinic.net, there's an interview we did.
It might be Daniel Bryan's first surgery.
Brian Danielson
had surgery.
I hate technicalities like that. But he's really not the kind of guy who's around getting hurt or hurting anybody.
No.
He's too light to hurt anybody. And, you know, he does have a crazy style.
He's very good at what he does, though.
He is. And actually, when he was on the indies before he came to WWE, he was more of a submission wrestler. He did a lot of submission holds. And, you know...
stuff the WWE universe doesn't really appreciate that as much.
Cattle mutilation, which we
yes.
You know, is more of kind of like a... I don't know what you'd call that now. Cattle mutilation is kind of like a back...
it's almost like a reverse crucifix.
Yeah.
If you've never seen it, look it up. It's actually really cool looking.
It is pretty cool. And that's how he used to win all his matches, he would... And Loki said it was a cattle mutilation. So that's going on this week. You guys watch a lot of the all the TV was from England, and England is a different world compared to the United States. You know, the fans. I mean, listen, Fandango could live forever in England, okay?
And should.
You know, seriously. I mean, you hear the crowd go nuts when he came out and doing the Fandangoing and stuff.
It was great.
It was. It reminded me a lot of that 29 post 29 Raw, because the fans were doing the announcers cheer offs during the middle of the show, and the announcers have to acknowledge it because
they were singing Adam Rose's song in the main event.
They just tried to mess up the show somehow. Danny, what did you think? I mean, it was fun back listening to all these crazy. I mean, they're just off in every direction.
Well, I mean, when WWE only comes to your part of the world, what, once or twice a year, you're going to make a big event out of it, just like the crowds for...
They only come here once or twice a year.
For wrestling, yeah, but... Well, we saw what happened here. It was all little kids, and I've never heard John Cena get such a pop in my life.
Yeah. It was a high-pitched pop.
Yeah.
Moms and kids.
Yes.
Moms and
Very
kids.
Very much so.
And some dads out there are not putting you down or nothing.
They're being supportive of their children.
Yes. I still have problems with grown men wearing any Cena gear. Unless it's the cancer one, I let that one slide.
That's awful nice of you.
I let the pink John Cena shirt slide.
It's because he has three of them.
Yeah. Well, you know, every year's a different year on the calendar.
Very, very cool. But you stop that. So we got that's going on this past week. 222-1280 star 1280 is the phone number. We're still giving away tickets to the Rochester Raiders tonight, 7:15 at the Bill Gray's Iceplex. Come on down, support the Rochester Raiders. They have to win this game to get into the playoffs. And there might even be a surprise for their next game following, too. I can't make any promises yet, but they're thinking about bringing in a pro wrestler for halftime of their next game. We'll see. Maybe I'll hear by the end of the show whether it's going to happen or not.
OG?
OG Hendrix? No.
No.
Not OG.
It's fun. Is it local product Luke Harper, who was briefly a tag team champion this weekend? Week?
Yeah, I was going to mention that. Why don't we talk about that on the flip side? Luke Harper, they're going to be wrestling for the belts next weekend at Payback.
Yes.
It'll be the Uso, which I'm so tired of. Sorry.
They'll lose the titles at the pay-per-view.
Yeah, but, we were talking, you know, theoretically, could the Wyatt family hold the major titles after the next pay-per-view? We'll find out, I guess. I didn't get a chance to mention, but Daniel Bryan is supposed to be on Monday Night Raw this week.
supposed to.
So he will be there via camera, via remote or something, I'm guessing. But there's going to be a big announcement about the title, so we'll see what happens. But let's go to break. Give us a call, 222-1280, Star 1280. I hope you're having a wonderful Memorial Day weekend, and I want to, you know, send out our hearts out to the, all the people who gave their lives and, you know, for our country, for us to be free and us to do what we want to do, talk wrestling like we are. So thank everybody out there, all our veterans, and yeah, we get an extra day off this weekend. We'll remember you heavily on Monday. But we got to go to break. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Sports 1280 WHTK.
To strip Daniel Bryan of the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. I'm not going to, but I am going to demand that Daniel Bryan show up at Raw next week and do the right thing.
You want to do something better? Mm-hmm. I'm at a drinking contest.
That's a great idea. I'm glad you thought of that.
Very smart.
Bartenders! Line them up, please.
Make sure they're cold.
Yeah, make sure they're cold.
You're playing a very dangerous game, little mouse. The snake has grown very tired. Come out, wherever you are.
Ho! Hey, folks, this is Hackstar Jim Duggan, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK. Tough guy.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cashman here with Danger Boy, DC Dan Cole, Matt Cole, keeping me company in the studio and sympathizing with me, and John Crosby on the phone. 222-1280, Star 280 is the phone number. Still giving away tickets to the Rochester Raiders game tonight, 7:15, Bill Gray's Iceplex. If you want to go for free, give us a call. You got to get on the air with me. Ask a question. You know, and did you hear that was Luke Harper coming in on the break there?
Yes.
That was Luke Harper. Did you see that match he did on Monday night with John Cena?
Yes.
Why does this guy not get split off quickly and, you know, immediately thrown into?
Because the group is still awesome.
The group is awesome. And, I mean, but, you know, The sum of the parts are better than the sum of the whole, you know? No, I've just screwed that saying up totally. But he is the best guy in that group. And, I mean, yes, Bray Wyatt does have that third gear in the long matches. You watch him after 15 minutes, and then all of a sudden he's doing stuff like the match just started.
He's also the best mic guy in WWE right now.
Yeah, he is. I mean, and yeah, you know, it makes no sense. I mean, isn't it funny that he and his brother are both doing these promos that make absolutely no sense?
I think Bray's make a lot more sense.
Bo-leave.
I'm a Bo-leaver.
Bo-leave. Yeah, isn't it weird that they had back-to-back, they did a Bo-leave promo into a Bray Wyatt promo on Raw this past week. It was like, wow, it's like the brothers. You know, and I mean, they look a lot alike, too. If you look at them in the face, you know.
Minus the giant beard.
Minus the giant beard, but they do the awful. But I was going to say that John Huber match, which... The Luke Harper match was probably, I mean, he's had great matches with Cena, but man, he just pounded the crap out of him. That was great. I mean,
it's always surreal to see when.
You know, when people come out Monday morning and all they do is tweeting about that match.
Yeah.
We know he can do that, and we're so happy for him, but it's like, it's nice that he's elevated to...
Now everyone knows he can do that.
Yeah, well, England loved it. Did you hear the fans going nuts? This is awesome. That whole 10-minute straights where he's just pounding Cena the whole time, you know, he had the advantage the whole time, the crowd was going crazy the whole time.
I'm really jealous of that whole tour they just did.
Yeah, I know. You see the pictures he was posting? Yeah, that's a Coliseum right out my back window, and that, you know, that's very cool. That's what happens when you get into WWE, you know, it's awesome. So that was a great thing from Monday, and you did mention briefly that Rowan and Harper won the titles. It was in Ireland this past week.
Belfast.
They won it in Belfast. And
Finlay came down and ruined it for everybody.
Yeah, they won it, and then they got to celebrate for about a minute, and then Finlay came down and said they used the belt as a weapon. And
this
so
this is why we shouldn't have instant replay.
Yeah, what the heck? I mean,
in wrestling.
I said that to Zeb Coulter. Zeb Coulter's like, he's like trying to do a time. I told you this when the house show was in town. He's like trying to do a timeout for a while, and I go, Zeb, they'll let timeouts happen when they allow instant replay. He turns around, looks at me, he goes, yeah, you're right. We got Brian on the line. What's up, Brian?
Hi guys, how are you?
We're doing good.
You know, 2 weeks ago, when the stuff you made that announcement about Danny O'Brien, I thought it was kind of childish that she came out with the Danny O'Brien music.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, obviously, she keeps trying to play up the sympathy card, and then she keeps enjoying watching him get beaten down.
You know what I'm thinking what's going to happen? Because you said that Danny O'Brien will be taped. I think this is the week that everything that happens with Stephanie is going to haunt her. I'm guessing this week I'm wrong.
You think everything that's going to happen wrong for her, you said?
Yeah, but remember what you told me that sooner or later this is going to come back and haunt Stephanie where she puts the blame on somebody else. I think this is the time to do it.
Hey, you know what? It's possible.
You know what?
Eventually her come up and, well, you know, she'll get what's coming to her.
They split her from Triple H already. Triple H is doing something completely different. So she's the lone power of the company. You know, I mean, the thing is will it help? You know, WWE has been in some dire straits financially this past week.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I read something about that, too, that Mr. McMahon lost, like, a lot of money because of what's been happening with the WWE. Rich, I better let you go before I get in trouble, but you guys have a good Memorial Day weekend.
Well, you stop driving and talking there, okay? Thanks for calling, Brian. 222-1280, star 1280 is the number, and if you get through and come on with us, you can get a pair of tickets or maybe even 4 tickets to go see the Rochester Raiders tonight at the Bill Gray's Iceplex. We want a big crowd down there, so we're giving away as many tickets as you guys can call in. So keep trying, 222-1280, star 1280. And, you know, we kind of talked about it last week that Vince, you know, dropped to $300 million in about half a day because of some bad stuff. But you know,
he got some bad news.
I know. Where's bad news, Barrett, to come out and talk about that? Yeah, a little too close to home, a little sensitive about that, you know. But I think that of course WWE is a survivor, and hopefully that things don't change too much. I mean, I've heard stories from unnamed sources saying that a lot of people were hoping that this would kill the network, and because they think the networks, they're spending too much time pushing the network, spending money on the network, doing.
But I love
lot.
The network.
Yeah, I know what you know.
They also said the network now kind of has clearance to raise its price after that 6-month commitment. Because Netflix is raising its price.
I heard that.
That's why they set the price where it was, because you can get the same stuff on... Well, you can get Netflix for the same price.
Yes.
But now the Netflix is going up a couple bucks.
The Netflix shows lots of movies. WWE shows wrestling. You know?
That's fine with me.
I know, but I'm just saying, WWE is a niche product. You're not going to get...
No.
Maybe you'll get a couple movies WWE's put out, but you're not going to get the entertainment value TV show. Yeah. I mean, it's not the same kind of product as Netflix. I mean, it's apples and oranges when you're talking about it. You know,
it's definitely not like Netflix when you have to go through the WWE app to access it.
True.
However, that front screen is the longest I look at the app, so
yeah,
that's a bonus.
Do you want to go to the network? Yes, I do. Get me off your app.
Yep.
All right, I'll plug some news real quick. By the way, 2 weeks from today, Ric Flair is going to be in Niagara Falls for the Niagara Falls Comic Con, and I was trying so hard to get the guy on the air with us this weekend, you know, and it just didn't work out. But it's
he's not the only one going to be there either.
No, in fact, we're going to the Killer Bees are going to be there, and maybe
the
I'll
double
see,
D's.
Listen, what's her name? Kelly Kelly or Barbie Blanks? Kelly Kelly's going to be up there. Not truly a double D yet, unless she had surgery. But she
I just couldn't get over the face she
Demolition's going to be there. So now I have a choice of interviewing like either one of the Killer Bees or one of Demolition.
Demolition.
Who should I pick?
Demolition.
Well, which one from Demolition?
Bill Eadie.
And I agree, too. You know, so I'm going to try this week to see if I can get Bill Eadie to come on next weekend, because they're going to be in 2 weeks. They're going to be also at the Niagara Falls Comic Con.
He did some of the other great characters, too.
He did. You know, the superstar. You know, the, you know, he did or the Super Destroyer. He was a, you know, Bill Eadie was a great wrestler. And but also, but what about B. Brian Blair? You know,
only if he's humbled.
I know, but that's the thing is we like to talk about him being humbled. You know. But so, you
know, I would think he'd get sick of that by now.
Yeah, probably, you know, but it'd be our first time with him, so he'd have to treat us gently. But, 2 weeks from today up in Niagara Falls, the Comic-Con, there's all this stuff going on up there, including all this wrestling, and the guys from Comic Book Men are going to be up there too. So I would like to go up and check it out, but I was trying very, very hard this week to get those guys on. I'm going to do some quick news before we go to break. Daniel Bryan and Bria Bella's Wedding will air on the June 1st season finale episode of Total Divas. Of course, that's up against WWE's Payback. Perfect timing, you know, to have your final show up against your pay-per-view.
Oh, they got trumped by the Kardashians.
They got trumped by the Kardashians?
Yeah, Kardashians start the next week.
Okay, and that's true, and that's why they have to do it.
Speaking of weddings, AJ and Punk are getting married next month.
That's right. Punk was on WGN singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game for the Chicago Cubs game this past week, and they were asking him what he's been doing, and Punk said he's been playing a lot of NHL 94 on Sega Genesis.
That's a great game.
And he says he's won Stanley Cup 18 times. he said, but he also revealed that he's getting married next month, and then he showed his fiance over his shoulder, who happened to be AJ Lee.
He loves crazy chicks.
Apparently so. Hey, we got a call. 222-1280, star 1280 is the number. We got Steve. Steve, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Rich, how you doing?
Doing good. Oh, hey, it's Steve. What's happening?
Great show as usual. I was curious about how is Impact Wrestling doing financially? I also wanted to follow the storyline because I haven't been able to see it every week. But Bully Ray, is he kind of a good guy now? What's the deal with MVP and Dixie Carter? Can you kind of lay me out the soap opera here?
Oh, okay. Bully Ray is a good guy. He is the antithesis of Dixie Carter right now, because what Bully Ray did made Dixie Carter lose control of the company to MVP. MVP recently went bad 2 weeks ago by, you know, attacking Eric Young in the middle of the ring.
I saw that. Yeah. Yep. And I saw Bully Ray at the supposed corporate headquarters. But
yeah, he was.
MVP has a great group, though.
Yes, he does.
I do. I'm very fond of that. He's got Bobby Lashley and Kenny King now as his lackeys.
Yes.
Beating everybody up.
I love it. And so a couple guys have gone heel, but Kenny King was kind of heel already, but Bobby Lashley went heel to be with MVP. So MVP is now, guessing at Slammiversary in June here for TNA's pay-per-view, they're probably going to give the belt to MVP off Eric Young. Eric Young got it because Eric Young deserved it. I don't care about any of the comparisons with Daniel Bryan, but Eric Young's probably about a foot taller than Daniel Bryan. And
well, he's been in that company quite a while. He's a pretty good entertainer. I loved his supposed love affair with, the heavy set chick there. I can't remember her name. She's not heavy.
What do you mean?
Well,
she's bigger than the other girls, but if you've ever met her, she's not heavy set at all.
No.
Except up top.
Well, she was giving that impression.
You know what? TV does that. I mean, I always thought Trish Stratus looked kind of heavy on TV, and then you meet her in real life, she's absolutely, you know, small. But,
Kim looks like a little kid, too.
Gail Kim.
If you don't know what you're looking for and you have just happen to catch her out of the corner of your eye.
Yes, Gail Kim is smaller than most children. But, what's her name again?
ODB.
ODB, yeah. And ODB, yeah. Actually, they still have her on with him every once in a while, you know. But she, she's heavy set upstairs. That's I guess, the way to put it.
Bam!
Yeah.
Yeah, now, how are they doing financially, Rich? You know, I mean, I heard you say something about WWE they lost $300 million or something or stock.
Well, I'll give you an idea how they're doing.
Guarantee you one thing: their week this week financially was probably better than Vince McMahon's.
Yeah, I would say that too. TNA, I'll say this might give you an idea how they're financially stated. This is some news that came down this week. TNA decided not to renew the contract to former TNA tag champion Hernandez. He's gone from the company. His profile has been removed to the alumni roster. Recently, guys not renewed Christopher Daniels and Frankie Kazarian. TNA had more than 60 performers under contract 2 years ago, but now just have 33 signed. Following those recent departures, the only ones with any real money deal, and I don't even want to talk about that, but there's a couple of guys that make, you know, the kind of money they make in WWE and TNA, but it's only a very few guys that make that higher echelon money. So they're down to half their staff from 2 years ago. And financially, what it means to me is financially they're doing better because they're not spending as much money. But the
purse strings have also been tightened.
The purse strings have been tightened, and the ratings have responded to the lack of star power. And, I mean, honestly, once Sting was gone, it dropped. You know, I mean, that was one of the big names that left.
I know you're excellent, but if you have Jim, one of my favorite, Jimmy Borash, back on there.
Jeremy Borash. I love Jeremy Borash. We'll get him on.
Yeah, I think he's great. I hope you get him back. I'll let you, hey, have a good Memorial Day weekend, guys.
Okay, you be excellent too, sir.
To be fair, WWE also drew their lowest ratings of the year this week.
Yeah, so it's, you know, maybe it's also because it's like the season of people getting out of school and, you know, getting outside. And, I mean, we always say, you always have excuses, like in the football season, it's like I'm up against football. It's up against...
Or there's people like me that realized at 7 o'clock I could read what happens and decide whether or not I wanted to watch.
Yeah.
True. Oh, you mean like for Raw, because Raw was taped at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, but it was in England at 7 or 8 or whatever.
Right.
You know, so. And you know what? That made me actually want to watch it more, to be honest with you, because you read the recaps, it's so brief, you're not really sure what they're talking about, so... We got to go to break. 222-1280, star 1280. Are there a lot of women out there that are disappointed in Punk getting married?
Oh, the divas.
There's a few. Yeah, really. The divas, yeah. There's probably a few divas saying, but I never think that would happen.
Hey, when we come back and we talk about how they're going to add a new diva to Total Divas for next season.
Oh, where's the artiste when we need him? 222-1280, star 1280 number.
If only it was Alicia Fox.
Oh, yeah. Well, I know. She got a win over Paige this week.
That's true.
Yeah. Great timing for me.
Yeah, 222-1280 starts. You listen to Pain Clinic on Sports 1280. I also want to remind you, anybody who calls in and wants to go to the Rochester Raiders game tonight, you can get free tickets through us. All you got to do is give us a call at 222-1280 starts 1280. We'll be back after these most important messages.
But Miss Teacher Lady, she was right about one thing. You see, I am evil.
Hey, this is Rick Steiner, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280. WHTK. Listen and feel the pain.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I am the Cash Man here with DC Dan Cole and Danger Boy, the Double D's in Studio B. I guess that'd be Studio A. This would be Studio B. You know, folks, I hate to ruin the illusion of radio, but we're not in the same room.
What?
Yeah.
We can see each other,
though. We can see each other, but I'm in a little booth with a glass window, and they're
it's
in...
this evil cash.
Yes, and someone... I think it's because someone had chili last night, to be honest with you. I'm kidding. 222-1280 StarToy is the phone number. We're brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire at Culver. And I'm going to let you know that tonight we're going to be at Salvatore's for UFC 173. Come on out and join me. I'm going to have a good time. I'm bringing the cash stash. You know,
you have
so,
no choice.
So I got some stuff to give away tonight. Get it? I don't know. Are you guys going to be available tonight? You got stuff going on?
I'm hoping to get there.
And possibly available.
So I'll be there by myself tonight, folks. And
I said I might be available.
I'm kidding you. I'm kidding. I love you guys to come out. You know, we always have a good time. And hopefully we'll see you tonight. And if you're not here tomorrow, then a week from tomorrow, we're going to be here for WWE's Payback. And I guess that'll get pretty much solid up this week when we find out what they're doing with Daniel Bryan, you know. I kind of think that when Stephanie McMahon said that they should just give Kane the belt, that may happen.
No, it can't happen.
Why?
Not for 2 weeks.
Well, I think it may happen.
I'm solidifying my first overall draft pick for the first time ever.
I'd love for Brock Lesnar to come back.
Be nice, but...
He did want the title at one point. I mean, now it'd be easiest to get it.
And, folks, if you guys want to go to the Rochester Raiders game tonight at the Bill Gray's Iceplex, it starts at 7:15. All you got to do is give us a call at 222-1280, star 1280. We got some free tickets for you. And then if you come on and ask a question, it's even better. But we had a terribly gigantic tease as we went to break by DC Dan Cole because he wanted to break some news about the Divas show.
Yeah, Total Divas.
I mean, I know you guys were waiting for this.
We're still in season two, granted. But, you know, season three on the way.
Uh-oh. So there is
boy, are they adding some firepower to season three.
Uh-oh.
Maybe add a Divas champion or a past Divas champion.
How about some of those new people from NXT?
Or that scraping sound you hear is the bottom of the barrel.
Somebody who's under contract who hasn't done doing anything with WWE.
Yeah, I'm excited. Rosa Mendez. Yeah.
Rosa Mendez.
All right. When's the last time?
We saw her last when they had that women's match. Remember that women's match on the pay-per-view where they had...
The 10 on 10 or whatever it
yeah,
was?
Yeah, and she came out with this blonde head of hair. She's a beautiful, beautiful woman. I mean...
But they kept calling her the wrong person because she was blonde.
But she is a beautiful, beautiful lady, and I definitely enjoy, what was her real name? Melina Rocha? Is that what it is? Yeah, she's the one, and she actually dated Dave Bautista for a while.
No, that was the other Melina.
No, that was real Melina. No, but this one, too, I believe. Dave Bautista has a lot of notches, we'll say, going through the Divas locker room, too. So
Every time he gets a notch, he adds a little flare off the sun around his belly button.
I got to be telling you, I've been liking him ever since he's had that bad attitude, since people started booing him. I've been liking
the
guy.
Now he's got more hair on his face and his head.
I know. He's great. I've been enjoying the guy, And he seems to be a good sport outside of the ring, too, with his Twitter and stuff. So we got Dave from Henry and Precious. What's going up, Dave? What's happening, Dave?
Hi, Precious. If Raw ratings are down, what are the odds that we actually settle the world title on Raw and then make a rematch for the pay-per-view?
I don't know. I mean, there's something's going to be settled that'll be set. I think something's going to be set that'll be settled on a pay-per-view if they're going to do anything. And they may not. And they, I mean, honestly, he's only going to be, we're talking less than 2 months. When John Cena went to make a movie, I think the only time we ever saw him on TV was Raw. But he didn't always wrestle. How many times did John Cena hold that belt and not wrestle on TV? I know it because I'm in a fantasy league and I had him when he was a champ and he did not get me any points for week after week because all he'd do is show up and get beat up backstage or come out and cut a promo and then get into a little tussle and leave. So, I mean, it depends on how the writing team wants to deal with it. Do they want to let the guy hold on to it, or are they going to take it? I honestly think they're going to take it from him, to be honest with you. Or they're going to make him drop it.
I think they're going to make him drop it, and I think it's just going to be that much better for his character when he gets it back. But at the same time, you have to, I mean, it took them this long to get him into it, and you got to make sure that he's not rushing back from a neck injury. Yeah, so that he winds up, the Dynamite Kid or something like that with, permanent damage and stuff for doing the diving headbutts and whatnot,
Well, he's also going to have to figure out his style, the changes of his style. So, and that's going to, I mean, it's, he's very instinctive in the ring. I mean, so the things he does that are hurtful to him, it's just very instinctive in his matches. It's not like so he's got to stop himself. He's got to retrain himself what he can do and not in the ring. So I think,
I don't know, something that finer. John Cena wrestled last week.
Oh, you think so? Yeah. Yeah, no, I don't think
so. John Cena out for six
months. Remember when Kurt Angle had the neck surgery and he was back in a month and a half and everyone was just mind blown?
Yeah, and look how many problems he's had since then.
Yeah, but not with his neck.
He's had neck issues since then.
Yeah, but he said his neck's been fine since, that port where the surgery was.
He also said someone hacked his Twitter.
Yes, he did. Yes. As CM Punk called him a drunk. Okay, yes. We live that. But Dave? I don't know. Dave, what do you honestly think is going to happen?
I want to go back to last week when I said that if there being a heel contingency with Stephanie in charge, you got to take the belt off of him just because that's the heel thing to do.
Yeah, but what? How are you going to do it? How are you going to? I mean, just give me the ideal situation. She's going to come out. He's going to come out and he's going to hand her the belt. Then he's going to swear that I'll be back, or he might do it via video or something. Or he'll say, if you want it, come get me, and then they can just drag that on for a few weeks. But I mean, who walks off with the belt after the pay per view?
Or Shawn Michaels comes out and tells them, come back when you find your smile.
No. No, thank you. No, I just want to know, who do you think will be holding that belt then? I mean, honestly, who?
I go Cesaro. I think that you got to...
I think they would have stopped what they're doing with him if it was going to be him. It's got to be someone who's treading water right now, doing nothing. And I mean, that's why I thought, you just give it to Kane.
Damian Sandow? I don't know.
Hey, Dave, we're running out of time. Thanks for calling, man.
Sure.
And we've got Chris. Chris, what's up, buddy?
Yeah, Rich. Wanted to ask about what happened with Ring of Honor. They have a reversal of fortune of some kind. They were really hyping the Michael Elgin match for that Japanese title, and they were really hyping the Adam Cole Kevin Steen match, but I can't find any results anywhere from last weekend.
Oh, yeah. You know what? They're good at hiding that stuff because it's going to be their TV for the next month.
This is IPPV, and they don't want you to know.
Yeah, they had
pay for it.
Yeah, they had the IPPV. Yeah, the iPay-per-view, and they don't want. Yeah, they don't want to give that stuff away for free, and they go out of their way to make sure nobody does. You know, nobody gives it out.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but
I'll watch them then.
Of course, it's on. It'll be on. Chris, it'll be on four times today. Either it'll be on 13, 16. Channel 7 on cable, which would be 31. You can see, I'm sure, because
it'll be around.
I come home Sunday. I see Sunday morning, and I've got four copies of it on my machine. So, because it copies every single one. But we got to get out of here. I want to thank so much Dave McCarthy coming up from the Rochester Raiders. And last chance, if you guys want to get in free tickets tonight, give us a call, 222-1280, star 1280. You'll get free tickets to the game starting at 7 at the Bill Gray's Iceplex. We have got to get out of here next week. I'll get somebody from either Demolition or B. Brian Blair because I want to be humbled by him. And I want to thank Danny. I want to thank Danger Boy, you guys, for making it. And we'll see you next week, folks.